Okay, today's daf is Chav Gimel. We're on Chav Gimel, actually. We're on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We're up to, we're up Eitz Vei. It's quite a while down. It's like seven lines down. So here's what we said. Here's what we're up to. We said like this. On yesterday's daf, yes, on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, right? On Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Rish Lakish made the following statement. He said, if you have fish brine that combines with water, it's not going to be Mekabel Toma. Why? Because Mimonos, and then you have to do this Hashaka in the mikvah to purify it. It's not going to be Tome. Why? If the majority is brine, it's not Mekabel Toma anyway. Because it's not food. And if the majority is water, right? If the majority is water, then you do Hashaka and it revives it, it resuscitates it. So then, Abaya asked the following, remember Yirmiyah said, but that's only true if you use it as a dip. Right? If you use the water for a dip, the brine for a dip. But if you cook with that water, then the water in the pot will combine with the water in the brine, and then it'll be chodzer v'neir, it'll become retamei again. Okay? Said Abaya, is there such a thing that tumah can reinstate itself? Right? Such a thing like that, right? And then, I guess Rav Dini here said back to Abaya, isn't there such a thing? And they gave the case of another day, the Truma. Of course such a thing as Tumah reinstating itself. So the answer was, Amar Lei, I'll do the last line again. Amar Lei, so Abaya said, yeah, Tumah and Tumah can resuscitate. I have truma tuma that's bustle. I mix it with more tuma. That can make the tuma that was bustle become unbustle. But the case of the pot, the water in the pot was not tummy. The water in the pot was tahar. The water in the brine was tummy. How can a tahar combine with tummy to resuscitate the tummy? That can't happen. Okay? That's how we ended off yesterday. Now we're going to continue. Eishvei. What about the following question? Now, the halacha is that the afar of a para afer, whatever, of a para aduma is tameh. So if I have a para aduma concoction and I go touch that, I become tameh. Right? So afer kosher, if I have kosher para aduma afer, shenetz arei be'afer makla, and it becomes mixed up, afer makla means regular afer. Right? It becomes mixed up with regular afer. I follow the road to make it tame. Says she, "Es hanogeah ba, dichtiv hanogeah ba b'meid hanito yitma." In other words, if rove is paraduma, I touch it, I'm going to become tame. If rove is not paraduma, and I touch it, I'm not going to become tame. Now, listen to this question: the e ruba of farmaklahu. If rove is regular ashes, lo metame. I'm not going to become tame. Why? Because you follow the rove. Now, we said, and Abaya agreed with this, that tumah can combine with tumah to reawaken the tumah that's been bottled. Now, what we're going to ask is not that exact case, but something very similar, really something similar, which should apply, which is what? If the tumah is considered always there, if the tumah is always brewing, but what? But it's bustle. So if I bring tumah more from left field and combine it, it'll reawaken this tumah. So really, the tumah is always bubbling under the surface. It's always the case. The only question is it bustle or not, right? If that's true, then listen to this. Dinihi dibimagalo matame. I'm not going to become tame. If I touch the ashes, why not? Because it's not rove. So tame b'malasa. I should become tame if I carry it. Why? Because when I carry this bag, there's tame and tar inside. So why can I not be over for tumas masa? Why not? Because it's bottle? So what is bottle? It reawakens. Now there's nothing to reawaken it. Except for the fact that I'm carrying it. See, that's a little Rashi. So Rashi says, the next Rashi says, the Iyam Rituma. What does Rashi say? Hamitzbatel is Barov. If something is batel Barov, lo batel legamri. It's not batel forever, as we said. Ella, kimanda is your dummy. It's as if it's still there, under the surface, right? D'i mishkacha toma achriti. And if you bring toma from someplace else, mitzdaref is bada. It's going to become mitzdarif. Now, nihi, daha afar maga loma tame. Now, you can't become tame if you touch this ashes. Why not? Kivan derubo tahar. Why? Because rov of it is tahar. Amrinan, we say, be'efer makla, nagashu harov. So we'll say, the part you touched is probably tahar. After all, rov of it is tahar. Right? That makes perfect sense. Right? Ava b'masa, but if you carry it, miho litame. It should make you tame. Why? Daha mikol makam atuma nosi v'hetet. No matter what, you touched, you carry tuma. There's no way you didn't carry tuma. Now, if you say batel barov means that the entire package is considered tahar, then never entertain this question. But since you say that tuma never goes anywhere, it just stays below the surface, right? And if it brought tuma from somewhere else, it will combine. So from carrying, so why am I not tame? The kaimalon demei chatas va'afar chatas metame masa. And by the way, the chatas does become tame by carrying it. Like we learned in Yuma. You hear that question? It's a good question. Right? So, right? So the Gemara says, that's such a strong question that we're going to say you're right. Ha'id mar Allah, you're right. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, tahar. When I said you tahar, if you have a case of paraduma ashes that combine with other ashes, you're right. Tahar mil tam b'maga. You're right. You're going to become tahar if you touch it. You're going to remain tahar if you touch it. Why? Because rove chance is I didn't touch anything tamei. However, avol b'matamei b'masa. But if you carry it, you will touch it become tamei. Why? There's no way out of it. You definitely carry tumah. This question only gets off the ground if you hold the tumah never goes away. Tumah goes away. Batel barov. What I'm saying it's not batel barov. It's batel barov right now. But if I bring more tumah, it's going to become unbatel, right? So then if I carry it, I'm tumah. You're right.
This is really going to
tumah. Right? Now we're going to have more things.
Right?
What?
Only tumah that you leave
by? Yes, because only, yes. Because first of all, this whole question of something being batel or something being not tamei and resurrecting itself and becoming tamei again, right? So the case of the fish brine, that was the first case. Then we had the case yesterday of the truma, right? The truma, tamei truma fell into tar truma, it got batel, but then more tamei came into the pile. So we said that truma that it was batel became unbatel. Now we have a third case of the paraduma. Now fourth case. Ready for the fourth case? The fourth case is, there's such a thing called tumas nevela. What's tumas nevela? Any animal, any piece of meat that is not shechted properly, is tumah. Right? It's tumah. Now, ha'itmar Allah, Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, I'm sorry, Rav Chista said, this is, by the way, this is another kasha on Rav Yirmiyah, right? There's another kasha on Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah said, you're only allowed to use the water to dip. You're not allowed to use the water in a pot. Why? Because it resurrects itself. So why doesn't the paraduma resurrect itself? The answer is it does. Now we're going to ask the same question again. Amar of Chista, Nevela Betela Beshchuta. Let's say you have three pieces of meat. Two of them are Shchuta meat, kosher meat, and one of them is Nevela meat. And they're mixed up in the pile. Now we're not asking about eating them, we're asking about Tumah. Right? Now, Rashi changes the girsa. It should say, She'i Efshar Shchuta Shete'ase Nevela. It's impossible for a shechted piece of meat to ever turn into an nevela piece of meat. That's impossible. How could a shchuta piece of meat turn into an nevela piece of meat? Impossible. How could, now, why do I change it? How could an available piece of meat ever turn into a shechuta piece of meat? That it can't. However, Rashi says, when the available piece of meat becomes saruch, when it becomes unedible, the tuma goes away. It's only tuma of edible things. So, in a way, they're a little similar. So therefore, Rashi changes it to say that it's impossible for shechita meat to ever turn into the veil. That's impossible. What do you see from here? Since it's impossible, it's min she'eino mino. It's min she'eino mino. It's not the same thing. Min she'eino mino. So I have three pieces of meat over here. Now, nihi, again, dibemagalo metame. I'm not going to become tame if I touch each piece. Why not? Because it's batel barov. I have three pieces, two are good. One's no good. What if you touch all three? You still might not become tame. Right, that goes to the same question, can I eat all three? Right? However, utame b'masa, I should become tame if I carry all three. Exact same question. No matter what, I'm carrying tuma. Amalei, the answer is going to be, you're right. But before we say that, Atun, Rabbi Yirmiyah Masnisa La, Anan, you learned it from Rabbi Chista the Amora. I have better. Anan, because Rabbi Chia Masnisa La. I learned it from Atana, the Tani Rabbi Chia, Nevela, Ushchuta, Patelo, Zubazu. They become bottled in each other. I, Vitmar Allah, Rabbi Yossi, Chaninia, Tarmel Tame Maga, Avon Tame, Demasa. You're right? It'll become Tame. You won't become Tame if you touch it. But it'll become Tame if you carry it. Why? Because the tumor resurrected itself. So there's a kasha of Yirmiyah. The answer is, of course, of Yirmiyah, you should become Tame if you carry it. The answer is, you're right, tell me Tame if you carry it. Let's look at the Rashi of the Efshel Shchuta Shatayatza Nevela. It's impossible for Shchuta to become a Nevela. That's impossible, right? Says Rashi, Uman de Garis. Those Gemaras that write it the other way around. She'i Efshel Nevela Shatayatza Shchuta. The passage for an avail to become a shkuta, shabesh tehi. That's a mistake, says Rashi. It's a mistake. Why? The ha'efshel an avail of shetehela taras shkuta. It is possible for an avail to turn into a shkuta. How? Shalot tame klum, that the tumor will be removed. Now you're never going to be able to eat it. Never. But the tumor will be removed. When? Kigon, ki misarchala. When it becomes spoiled, parcha tumasamina. Tumor flies away. Kidamrinan lekaman harova leger kuri nevela. If a ger will eat it, it's still called a nevela. Once it, give it to the neighbor. Will the neighbor eat that? Yeah, it's a good, unbelievable, juicy piece of meat. He'll eat it. Now, if it becomes spoiled, the neighbor will say, thank you very much, but don't thank you. Right? He's not eating rotten meat. Vakir v'arish v'nachas akomei draba. Now Rashi just says, the amrit tuma shabatla kimanda it yadama. If tuma never goes away, everybody, and if the tumah goes away, never goes away, and it can be resurrected, then nihi the nevertheless, time b'masa. And the Gemara answers, and the Rabbi Yirmiyah will answer, you're right, it becomes matame b'masa, absolutely. Okay, now v'hadit nan, but we learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Behema Gasa Sheshafa, if a Behema Gasa gave birth to some blotch of blood, right? It gave birth to something, Chareres Dam, some kind of Chareres Dam, Harez Etzi Kaver, it has to be buried, V'nifter Min HaBechora, and it's part of Bechora. Now why is it being buried? It's being buried because you want everyone to know that this was the Bechora. No one should think the next one's the Bechor. No, he had already a baby. We buried it never. Right? Everyone should know. V'tani Reb Chiya, and Reb Chiya said about that, Eina matame lo b'maga v'lo b'masa. You're not talking b'maga, you're not talking b'masa. Says the Gemara, now 1 minute. Why are you not talking b'masa? Now, nihi di b'maga lo matame. I understand you're not talking b'maga. Why? Because there's a lot of blood there, there's a lot of other liquids and fluids that have come out, and maybe the actual blood is batel barov. That could be. However, time of amasa should become time of amasa. Why not? You carry that whole blotch. You carry tuma, right? So Ishtak, he didn't have an answer for that. He didn't have an answer for that. So the Gemara said, well, Dilma, maybe, Shani Hacha, Tahavilitumas Terucha. Maybe it's different over here because it was born as no good. I mean, it never was good for a minute. No one's ever going to eat that. Right? Exactly. Therefore, you would not be tameh even mevasa. By the case of nevela, if I carry them, it's not going to become tameh. Why? Because the tumah never went away. Tumah's there. It's a good piece of meat. The animal died without shechita. The meat's tameh. Now I got mixed up with kosher meat. So if I touch them, I'm tar. But if I carry them here, it never was good. It was born no good.
Isn't blood the tameh in
general? No.
No blood in the tameh?
Maybe from the base of mikdash.
Blood's not edible anyway.
So it's not tameh. Okay? Now, ha'nichal bar pada. This makes sense according to bar pada, the armor who says, tuma chamura, ad leger. Now when it comes to tuma chamura, which is masa, which much, much stricter tuma, the cutoff is, will a ger eat it? The tuma kala, ad kelev. And the tomakala of touching is only applied as long as the dog will eat it. Right? Which is a much more later shear. A dog will eat more than humans. Right? A human won't touch that, but a dog will still eat it. Ha, lo chazil ager. Here, no human being is eating this dam. That came out of a miscarriage. No one's eating that. The dog they might eat it. Ha, el Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar, echadev, yechadev, ad lekelev. But Rabbi Yochanan says, a dog will eat this. So if a dog will eat it, hachazi lekelev. A dog would eat this stuff. So then why aren't you tummy if you touch it, if you carry it? Why aren't you tummy? Right? And you know what? Kasha, you're right, it's a kasha. That's a kasha. That's a kasha in Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said that we don't allow you to take the brine and put it in the pot because the tumor will get resurrected. Right? So then why are you not tummy if you carry this miscarried fetus? Why are you not tummy? It's bottle barov in all the liquids, that's fine. So you're not tummy if you touch it, I understand. What about carrying it? There's no question you're carrying tumma. Mm-hmm. What do you want to tell me? It's not Roy Lachilas Kelev? According to Yochanan, it is. He doesn't hold from that. He holds that as long as some give that answer. Some say the Gemara could have given that answer. It's Nevela Tzrucha. But the Gemara says Kasha. Right? So what do you say? What do you want to tell me now? So what's the story now? It's an available. It's Royal Achilas Kelev. If it's Royal Achilas Kelev, the tumor did not go away 1,000%. So why are you not telling me if you carry it? And you know what? That's a Kasha. Okay, now that we said that, now the Gemara is going to go into this machlokas here between Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan. So, goof, what we just said, Bar Pada Omar, Tuma Chamura Ad Leger. Tuma Chamura, what's the color from Tuma Chamura? Tuma Chamura means Tumas Masa. Will a human being eat it? If a human...
What?
Why
do you think the price of gear?
Because you can't eat it anyway, because it's Nevela. No, so it means a guy. Yeah, I mean the ger tosha. Right, you're not allowed to eat. Now, if you give that to your neighbor, so listen, you tell him all the laws, he's all happy with all the laws, he gets extra meat all the time. Every time there's a box up in the butcher shop, he gets meat. Now, you bring him some rotten meat, he's not going to eat that. So once that happens, once he says, oh, thank you, but no thank you, once he says that, there's no tumma anymore. It's not tumma's masa. However, tumma kala, tumma of touching it, much further sheer, ad lekele. Right? Oh, whether a dog will eat it. Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, Achazuv, Yachazuv, Ad Lekelev. They're both for the share of a dog. My time, the Bar Pada. What's the Bar Pada's reason? It's very simple. It's a pasuk. It says, Dichtiv, Lozok Lukol Nevela, don't eat a Nevela, Leger Tibdeno, give it to the Ger. Right? So, Haruya Leger, Kari Nevela. If a Ger will eat it, it's called a Nevela. Ain't a Ruya Leger, ain't a Kari Nevela. If a Ger won't eat it, it's not called a Nevela. The Ida, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? Limute hecha tsrucha meikara. That's an example of something that excludes a case where it's tsrucha meikara, where it always was tsrucha. Right? So Rashi asks, why isn't that an answer to the kasha? Exactly what you said. Rashi asked that question. Look at the Rashi tsrucha meikara. See the Rashi, the first skinny, the last wide line. You see it?
Yeah.
Kigon shenishtabre v'ra michayim. That the limb somehow got broken off when it was alive. This lia and it became moldy. Hahi afa gafte chazil lekelev. Even though a dog will eat that, why not? It's good dog food. Lo matama, still not b'masa. Why? Tami olum lo yardu l'tumas masa. Because it never was good. It was always no good. Aval ime yikara chazil ager, if it originally was right for a ger, v'nachtala tomas masa, right? And now it became tuma, sula salik b'nei adshtes al mikelev. It will not become undone until the dog won't eat it. V'kasha le'el nami amaymuk b'in ala b'kasha. So then why do we end off asking, leaving it with a kasha? Ha'havile l'tzurut elahachi. Who could have given this answer? Lo metame ha'charer es dam b'masa. You know why there's no tumah by the dam? By the charara? By the, why? Because the meikar is ruchi. Because it was never good. V'afilu l'rab yochan amodima. Even Yochan agrees to that. So tarit, the answer is, Lav srucha meikarahi. It's not srucha meikara. The achazil agar agav ime kol zman shalitza bebeten. Because the Gemara is going to say in a minute that as long as the baby never came out, it's going to miscarry. But if you sell it an hour before the miscarriage, you can get a higher price than after the miscarriage. So what do you see? It has value even though it's not really edible. Should the Gemara say that in 1 minute. Therefore, it's not considered Tumas Serucha. Tosos goes to town on this answer. But it has value even though it's not Tumas Serucha.
Because the animal is worth more before the miscarriage?
Exactly. It's worth something by the animal fatter. Even if it's a miscarriage.
The mother's
fatter now, has a baby inside. Even though it's dead, it's no good, it's nothing. It's still fatter, it's still worth a little more. So therefore, it's not Tumas Serucha. Right.
Based on weight at that point, you don't know what's inside.
Right. Now, the Edach, what does Bar Pada do with Tumas Serucha? He says, Serucha? I mean, Karlo Tzarech Kurlo. I don't need a pasuk for that. Afra Ba'amu, that's nothing. Okay, now, Tanan. Again, we look at our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Behema Gasa Sheshafa, a Behema Gasa that miscarried, Chareres Dam, some piece of Dam, Hare Zetzi Kaver, it has to be buried, V'nefteres Min HaBechora. And it's potter from Bechor. V'tani Rav Chiya, Enu Matama Lo Maga Lo Masa. It doesn't become Tame at all. From Rabbi Yochanan, V'shem Bittel Barov Naguba. Right, Rabbi Yochanan said it's because it's Bittel Barov. So ask the Gemara, my area, V'shem Bittel Barov. Why don't we need Bittel Barov? Typical lay, the lowest Chazei Klal. It's like Tumas Ruch, it's not edible at all. Ha'nami is Chazei Meikara Agavime. The answer is, because it is Roi, before it gives miscarries, because the mother now is worth more money. Okay? Now this Gemara is very, very difficult. I'm not sure I understand it. Till the Mishnah is very difficult. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there. We learned over where? In Masechtas Machshirin. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, Tzir Tahar. Let's say you have Tahar Tzir. I have Tahar Brine. Shenafal Atocha Mayim Kol Shehu Tameh. That a Mashahu of water fell in it, it becomes Tameh. What's going on? Why does it become tameh? Says Rashi, Tir Tahar, Kigon, see Rashi Tir Tahar? Kigon, for example, Sheishiko B'maya. You already did this Hashaka business, right? Shenafa L'tocho Mayim Kol, Shehu Tameh, Kidim Afarish, Shenech Shedu Ameh Ha'aret, La'aret Mechsa Mayim, B'tzirim. The Amoratsin had a custom to put at least half of water into fish brine. The water maybe was tamei. Therefore, the whole thing is a suffix of tamei. V'chinafel ba'kol shehu, matzamin es mino, v'rabo mayim alatir, utumeyim. 1 minute. Uleman, the last lay tuma sheb... Why is that different than yesterday's case? So look at... Why is that different than yesterday's case? Right. So Ulaman, listen to this. Ulaman de Lesle Tuma Shebatla, according to Abaya, who said that doesn't happen, it can't become resuscitated. Chadra Venera, it doesn't happen, can't happen. Right? Mukila, the case is Shenaflu Bola Acha Hashaka Me'amar is kosher. After you did the Hashaka, right? Now what happened? Now more water fell in. Now we have a topic.
When you did Hashaka, it was already close to 50-50.
Correct. That's what I told you. This Gemara is not easy. You hear what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay?
That's
what?
That's different.
Right.
Now, Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Ravua, Zot Omeres. That's why we said, Nech should do Ame Haaret, L'Arev Mech Samayim Betir. The Amaratzim are suspected of diluting the brine with water. Water is a problem. Water is a problem, right? So therefore it's a problem. So Lamali Mechsa. Why do you say half? Afilu Batzer Mi Mechsa. Even less than half. Nami. The same din will apply. Why? Fahani Mashahu Havale Palga Upalga Lo Batel. What does that mean? What does those words mean? I can translate each word, but what does that mean? Afilu batzer mi mechsa nami, even if it's less than half.
Even if they would mix less than an equal amount of water, together with this small amount that's added subsequently.
Okay.
Obviously, the father will total half the brine, the father will bottle, and then therefore half the copper is not nullified. That's the question.
So what's the question? I don't know what the question is.
By saying that
Amaretz
mixes an equal amount of water...
Stop. By saying that Amaretz it mixes an equal amount...
Rav Bar Abba implies that the problem is that when a little extra water is added, there will be more water than juice.
Right, so we're afraid there will be more water than brine. Okay.
Therefore be reawakened. The more water, why the case must be that the total amount of water must be more than the fish.
Why does the total amount of water have to be more than the fish?
Well,
the more
in? That would be the same problem.
Correct. Aim on next, right, up to half. We meant to say up to half. Or another answer. Tumas Amaretz Darabanan. Tumas Amaretz is only Darabanan, because we don't know. We don't know for sure this. We just suspect. And Tumas Maskin Darabanan. And all liquids are only Tumas Darabanan. There's no such thing as a tar or liquid Daraisa. Maybe spit, urine by itself. Generally, these liquids are all Darabanan. So Beruba Gaz Darabanan. Paga Baga Lobaz Darabanan. So by row, we make Xeru. By half and half, there's no such Xeru. That's why it has to be more than half. Okay. Next, Mishnah. Rishon Mingam Lil Omer. Halokeach behema meinikam in Ovid Kochavim. If you see an animal nursing a baby, ein choshishin, you don't have to be suspicious. Shema b'no shalach eretaya. Maybe the mother is nursing another child, not her own. Don't suspect that. Says Rashi. Look at this fascinating Rashi. Listen, Rashi. Look at Rashi says. The first Rashi in the Mishnah. Shahaya haba acharav b'char safek. That therefore, what would that mean? That would mean that if this mother is nursing another neighbor's baby, talking about animals here, right? Then when it has a baby, maybe it's a safek b'char. Don't suspect that. The neima, what do you want to say? Hach behema lo yalda me'olam. This mother never had any children. Elamei ahava zu et ben chaverta, but he loves his friend's child so much that he's willing to nurse it. So one second. Isn't that a funny way of Rashi to say that? That the mother animal loves its friend's baby so much that it nurses it? That's such a funny way to say it.
How else would you say it?
What? That he's nursing another animal. He loves the neighbor? I'm talking about animals. Right? That's a funny way to say it. Now, v'imishum, d'yesh lo chalav. Aye, what about the fact that it has milk? It could be yutud the choleves. There are a minority that can give milk, even though they were never pregnant. Afagash ein yoldos, even though they never had babies. Ha vaday lo amrinan. No, don't say that at all. Ela vaday benahu patur min abchora. There's no shaila that a mother is nursing its own baby, and therefore any other subsequent birth are not a vaday nafachor. Okay. Next Gemara. Nichnas l'soch edro. Let's say you walk into the pen. The vras is hamabachiros minekes, the shein machiros minekes. You see animals that have just given birth for the first time. They're in one section, and then you see animals that have given birth many times already. They're in another section. Don't think the animal, the baby, switched around, and therefore we don't know which ones the bechors are. Don't think that. Ein choshen shem benash shel zeh boy shel zeh v'zeh or shem benash shel zeh boy shel zeh. Don't think there's a big mix-up over here. I mean, we have a suffix where the bukharas are. No. If the mothers that never gave birth before are nursing in that corner, you can take it to the bank. All those children are bukharas. And everybody else that had babies before, they're not bukharas. Okay? Amr of Nachum Shmei Durav. Hilchasa, Bechula Pirkin, Bar Mi Plotka. Dalacha here like everybody. Dalacha in this perek. all the prakim in this parak, all the halachas we mentioned, the halachas like them, unless if there was a machloka. Okay? So the Gemara says, Amar of Sheshes, Amina, I said this, Kinom, Amina, I wanted to say, Kinoyim v'shachiv Rav, Amalah Hashmaitza. Rav was sleeping when he said this bit. He was half asleep when he said this. You know why? Ahaya. What halacha is referring to? Ilema Aresha. If it's on the Resha of the Perek, that what? That Rabbi Shmuel said that if it's at a certain age, it never had pregnant before, you can take it to the bank. Remember we had that? So that can't be pshat. You know why? Because Miflag Pligi Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Akiva. Right? Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva argue about that. Rabbi Akiva said we don't take it to account age. Right? Ella Adib Elazar ben Yaakov. Rather, what is it? The Vard of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what did he say? He said that a behema that miscarries, right? You have to bury the miscarriage and then there's no more bechor. That can't be. Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki. The teachings of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov are we always hold like him. We always hold like him. He's Kavanaki. What does Kav mean? Few and correct. Says Rashi. Lo itzbrich l'rav l'ashbi. I don't need Rashi to tell me that. You know why? Kav v'naki. Ma'at shalo hutzku el b'makomus mu'atit. There are very few places in Shas where Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is mentioned. There are very few places in Mishnayos where he's mentioned in Mishnayos. There are very few places. However, ma'at shalo v'naki, shalocha k'mosa. But whenever he is mentioned, we hold on to him. Everybody knew that. Everybody knew that rule. I need Rashi to tell me that. El or rather, adro shirmen amliel. You want to tell me about Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? That what? This Mishnah right here. That what? That if it's giving, that if it's nursing its own child. Right? Miflag Palag Brisa. We're going to have a Brisa tomorrow. It's going to dispute that. Right? Ella, Adrab Yossi ben Mesholem? What do you want to tell me? The Vard is on Rav Yossi ben Mesholem? That what? We're going to have that tomorrow also. That you're allowed to... He's a Tana. He's a Tana who appears tomorrow, who's going to say tomorrow that you're allowed to, when you shef the Bechor, you're allowed to remove some of the hairs on the neck to get to the neck to be able to do a good Shechita. Ah, you're doing Gozes. You're not allowed to be Gozes the Bechor. So he says it's not a problem. What? It's not a problem. It's for a mitzvah. You're not using a kli. You're not allowed to use scissors. You're using your hand. That's to get into the whole issue of Gozes on Shabbat. That's why I told you on Friday, right? It's a davar sheino mitzchaveh, the Gemara is going to say, you don't intend for it to happen. Is it a psik reisha? We're going to get to, it's all coming up over the weekend. So he said that. Who argues on that? Right? So the Gemara says, but that's, so maybe he meant him. Right? Whenever there's a machlok, whenever is anyone mentioned in this pesachta, in this parak, we hold like him, unless there's a machloket. So well, what did he mean by that? Turns out there's no shita like that. One plate. Rav Shmuel, Rav Chadadimna, Damar Rav, Hilchasak Rav Shmuel. Rav is going to say later that Allah is like him. So what did he mean here? He said he must have been asleep when he said this. Thing. So Ella Asa'ar Balmum. What about the hair on a Balmum? We're going to learn that also on Friday. That what's the din if the hair? What's if the hair fell out on its own? The animal had a mum. Some hair fell out, and he shechted. Now, what do you do with that hair? That hair was about our, also about our. That's a shayla we're going to have on Wednesday, on Friday. You hear that, Kasha? Mm-hmm. So, anyway, Miflag Palak, Akavi Bem Halal, Rabbanah. Anyway, they argue on him. Ella, La'olam, we have no choices. La'olam, Adur Shirmen Gamliel. Really, we're back to Shirmen Gamliel. Shirmen Gamliel is our mission that said what? That said that if a mother is nursing, Vadai, that's the mother's baby. That's, we hold like that. Aye, there's a brisa tomorrow. Let's go to argue on him. So he sees him at Chalukas. But Kabash won the brisa. Nah, what plug to he? I'm not impressed with brises. I meant, where in Mishnah is there an argument? The answer is, there is none. No one argues in this Mishnah. You dug up a brisa from somewhere. I'm not impressed with brises. That's what he must have meant. Okay? We'll stop here. And we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.